What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. This week, I am sitting down with Suzanne Monroe, and a little bit about Suzanne. She is the founder of the International Association of Wellness Professionals and the director of the IAWP's Holistic Wellness Coach Certification and Training Program. And what she is doing is she's aiming to help people reawaken their purpose and find a career they love, where last year alone, she helped reach 11.5 million people with the message of holistic wellness and living a life that you love. She is also the author of Live Well, Dream Big, The Ultimate Guide to Becoming Your Best Self and Living Life on Your Own Terms. And she's the podcast host of Live Well, Dream Big. Now, a few things you can expect on this episode is we talk about career burnout, how we define it. We talk about what are three specific signs and questions you can ask yourself to figure out if you're burned out. And we also break down and create the new formula for success rather than the old formula, which was go to school, get good grades, get a high paying job. We look at what is the new formula in today's world for that. You are going to get so much value from this, my friend. I am so excited for you. And if you have not yet, make sure you smash that subscribe button so you can join us every single week on the show as we bring you new guests, new conversations to live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. Without further ado, my friend, here we go. Suzanne Monroe, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Stu. I'm super excited to be with you, talking with you, and connecting with your audience. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as we kick this off, I would love it if you could give our listener a little bit of a background just as far as, you know, who Suzanne is and what you do.
Well, sure. I'd love to share a little bit about me. I'm Suzanne Monroe. I'm the founder of the International Association of Wellness Professionals, where we train and certify holistic wellness coaches. And if you would have told me this is the job I'd be doing for my life back when I was a little kid, I probably would have been very confused because, yeah. You know, as I talk about my story, I have kind of this journey with career burnout, really. And I hope it resonates with your audience today, because I know everyone's here trying to find their direction. And that's such an important topic, you know, but from a really young age, you know, kids get asked that question, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
And I literally never had the answer, even as I moved really into young adult age and on. And so because I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, I basically followed a formula. And it was a formula that my parents kind of laid out before me. And it went like this. You go to a good school, you get good grades, and you go on to get a good job. And that's basically success, right? Yeah. So I follow that formula all the way to my very first corporate job, where I landed myself in this fast paced, very high stress environment, working in a consulting firm in Chicago. And you know what, Stu, the funny thing is, I land myself in this job. And within the first week or so of the job, I'm noticing my coworkers are sleeping under their desks. And I'm thinking, is this normal? Because it's like my first job, right? Like I have no idea.
Do all people sleep at work?
Yeah. Like, is this, should I be like getting a new pair of pajamas? Like what's going on here? Yeah. And actually a couple of weeks after that, I saw my boss wearing his pajama pants, carrying his toothbrush on the way to the bathroom one morning. And so it's a little bit mortifying. You know, I never ended up buying pajamas for that job specifically. I never ended up spending the night per se sleeping at the office, but I really had a lot of late nights. And actually, I was doing a project in Argentina. I speak fluent Spanish, or at least I really did at the time. It's faded a little bit here over the years, but that was one reason I landed this job. And so I was in Argentina using my Spanish and business skills. And we were like, it was like the third night on a project. It was like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and finally, like the third or fourth night, I just put my head down on the table and I said, I can't do this anymore. And I got up and left. And it was a realization that not only can I not do this project anymore, I can't put in another all-nighter on this project. I don't think I can do this job anymore, or frankly, this lifestyle. And so I ultimately left that position, but I landed myself in other positions that, while they look different on the outside, you know, there were a lot of common themes. Yeah. And career burnout kind of continued for me for many years until a couple things happened. But one of the big things was a realization that was that no one was coming to save me. If I wanted to sit around and blame my boss, if I wanted to blame the company culture, my coworkers, I could do that all day long for years. But until I was willing to take responsibility to make a change in my life and realize that no one was coming to save me, you know, I was going to stay stuck. So ultimately, fortunately, I came to that realization.
Yeah. Dang. What a journey to get to the burnout. And one thing I would love to hear from your terms, because obviously you help a lot of people with burnout, and that's, you've been through it yourself. And people talk a lot about burnout, but I'm curious, for you being so deep in it, how would you say you would define burnout?
I think that is a really good question. First of all, I think a good way to think about it, first of all, is the difference between stress and burnout, right? Hmm. Because, well, first of all, burnout is basically like this state of physical, mental, emotional exhaustion, but it comes from prolonged stress. So people say, well, I'm really stressed. Am I heading toward burnout? The thing is, stress can be a little bit different, right? Because having a little bit amount of stress is actually a good thing. It's actually right. good for us. It boosts our brain's performance. It gives us energy, right? It's when it becomes prolonged and we're not doing anything to care for the stress that it starts to get actually stuck in our body, right? And that's when it starts heading toward burnout. So burnout, I like to think of stress as this overactive mode, like, okay, you're doing mode. I don't know if you remember the Energizer Bunny commercials. At least that was from when I was a kid. And then burnout is, you aren't the bunny anymore. You literally can't do anything anymore. Yeah. And this happened to me where I literally couldn't get out of bed, right? And that's when you actually have hit burnout. Now, ultimately, I went on to be diagnosed with adrenal fatigue, which is kind of a condition that results from burnout for a lot of people. So that is, you know, a way to think about it. And I think it's important for people to do what I call address the stress. Don't let it get to that burnout phase. We all have stress, but we're not always doing enough to care for it in the day to day. And you might have a stressful day to day, Stu. And then, you know, tomorrow you're like, oh, all's well. And you think, okay, no big deal. But if you didn't address the stress in that day, do something to kind of soothe it, care for it, and actually move it through the body, like, it does get stuck there and it starts to build up over time.
Love it. What would you say are three questions our listener could ask themselves to get clear on, am I burnout or not? Because I think there's, like you said, there's this line you flirt with where some days you go, oh man, today was a great day and I achieved something, I accomplished something, and I'm feeling good in my career. And then the next day you can go, man, I'm home from work. I don't even feel like going to exercise. I don't feel like, you know, I want to go do interact with people. I'm going to put not good things in my body. Like other days, every area of your life is negatively impacted. So what would you say are a few questions someone can ask themselves to really get clear on, like, am I actually burnout or am I just going through, you know, one of those down days?
Well, I love that you said, are there three questions? Because there actually happens to be three main signs of burnout. Okay.
Let's go.
And this is totally unscripted, people. I have no idea what Stu's going to ask me. So the first is basically a mental symptom, which is brain fog. Okay. So brain fog, we all know what it's like, but it's like, you know, you're doing something and then you just completely forget what you're doing. So that's one. The second is more of a physical sign of burnout, which is that complete and utter exhaustion. But the sign for people is that when you're feeling that, since you maybe not be caring for your stress, you start to numb out as a way to restore. What do I mean by numbing out? Well, this is where, you know, after a long day at work, you come home and you find ways to soothe the stress that aren't moving it through the body. It might be binging on Netflix or drinking a bottle of wine or scrolling your phone endlessly for hours. And nothing necessarily wrong with any of those things, right? Everyone has to make their choices. But when you're doing that over and over again to kind of ease the pain, that physical exhaustion, that's a big sign. And then the third one is really an emotional sign of burnout. And I like to think of it as just this emotional feeling that you are trapped, that you are stuck. And even as you're listening to me talk right now, you're like, that's all good, Suzanne, but I'm stuck and there's no way out of my situation.
Yeah.
Those are the three things to be looking out to say, okay, yep, I'm burned out.
That is such a beautiful layout. So mental, right? First, you're having brain fog for a listener to ask yourself. Second, are you numb? I love that idea of, are you numbing yourself, right? Because if we're honest with ourselves, we know when we go through one of those moments of our life where we're going, maybe I am numbing myself. So it's a great way to look at it. And then the third one was physical, right?
Yeah, the mental, physical, and then that emotional piece, right? Where you're just like, I feel stuck. Like, there's no way out of this. And you know, I'm really trapped.
Yeah. So if we go back to your story then, right? So you may have not known these were the three signs at the time, but clearly they were happening to you. And rather than sitting there, like unfortunately too many people do, and not do anything about it, you said, I'm going to take massive action to actually do something about this situation in my life so I can create a life that excites me, that lights me up, that makes me happy, fulfilled, all those things. And so for you, walk us through what was that next chapter of your life as you started to say, you know what, I'm not going to stand for this. Nobody's coming to rescue me. I have to take ownership. Fill us in from there.
Yeah, well, there is kind of a second chapter to this, and there's many chapters after that, but let's go to chapter two, which is a really good point you said, because like, I didn't really recognize these signs of burnout, but I definitely felt trapped, and I felt like, okay, no one's coming to save me, but I still felt stuck. And then something else happened in my life. My husband at the time experienced a health crisis, and we went to the doctors, and this is almost over 20 years ago now, right? So we kind of just went the traditional route. That's all there was at the time. And they basically said to us, sorry, this is an incurable illness. There's nothing you can do about it. And life is going downhill from here. Okay. And this was just like a total shock. We're kind of actually just back from our honeymoon. We're supposed to be in newlywed bliss. And all of a sudden things are looking really dark. And at the same time, I'm experiencing career burnout. And it was a real reevaluation moment for me. That's what I call it, in a reevaluation moment. And what I found is, and I've seen this in so many people who end up going on what I call the Live Well, Dream Big journey, which is actually the name of my podcast. But it's really this journey where something happens in your life, oftentimes a health crisis, either yourself or a family member. And it seems dark, but it awakens in you something, right?
Yeah.
And you do something about it, and it becomes so pivotal, so life-changing that you decide to go on and dream big and do something about it. And these reevaluation moments are huge for people. And what happened for me was, Stu, is that when I saw that the traditional route kind of gave us, you know, this street, like nothing you can do about it, we ended up diving into holistic wellness because that's our only choice left. And we had to really explore all these other things. I actually kind of became the coach for my husband at that time. And, you know, this is before coaching even existed. And it really lit this spirit in me, this, because, you know, it's over 20 years later, he's doing totally fine. Right. So everything they said that was going to happen to him didn't happen. And so I realized, wow, if I can go a different route over here with health, maybe that same thinking applies to my career, because again, back to the formula, I was following the rules, right?
Right.
Go to a good school, get good grades, get the good job, right? And I thought, well, maybe I don't have to follow that formula over here too. And that's when things really came together for me. And I will just say that I think people across the world right now are having these reevaluation moments, like, and we've been having almost like the biggest global reevaluation moment kind of collectively here over the last couple of years, right? And so, especially with like, what was it, like 4.5 million people, I think, in 1 month alone last year left their careers, right?
Yeah,
and I'll add this, they surveyed those people, and the number one reason they found for why they left, 89% of them said it was because they were burned out and unsupported. Burned out and unsupported, and that's why they left their jobs. And so those two things together are really like the perfect storm for career burnout. And of course, you know, ultimately saying, I have to do something differently.
Yeah. And it's such a, I mean, you go back to the formula you mentioned that you followed growing up, and it's a formula that generations have followed, right? This idea of you go to school, you get grades, you get a high paying job. And it's so interesting. It seems like there almost needs to be a universal shift from that saying to a new saying. And I'm curious if there was a new saying that the world would shift to, from go to school, get good grades, get a high paying job, which you've heard, everybody's heard the stories of people that said, I did that and I realized this is not the right formula. If you had to create a new formula that would take place of that, what would it be?
Well, you're speaking my language right now. I'm just laughing to myself because for the past 4 days, I have been kind of pulling these 16-hour days. And someone who's experienced burnout actually twice in my life, you know, that's not something I normally do, but I'm putting the very finishing touches on my second book. And I'm laughing to myself right now because the book has so many new formulas in it. And that's exactly what I said.
I love that.
I have to replace these formulas with something else, right? And so the first formula I really had to come up with was, you know, not those three components we just talked about, but three new components, which is really what I call my soul alignment formula now. And they consist of three things. And I love to walk people through it because I think it's really helpful for people if you are feeling stuck right now and you're facing that career burnout. So the first one is your natural talents. Okay. So what are your natural talents? This is just like what comes so easily to you. You're super good at. People are like, Stu, you're just like an amazing interviewer, right? These are the things that just come naturally to you. And by the way, sometimes you don't even realize what these things are because they just seem so normal to you. So sometimes you might have to ask somebody, what am I really good at? And then the second component is your passion. Well, you might say, well, what is my passion? This is the thing that you can just pass hours doing. And all of a sudden, 4 hours go by, you look at the clock and you're like, what the heck happened? Right?
Yeah.
Like you become immersed in it. And there's this quote out there by someone, I think named Kristen Mertz, that I just love. It speaks to passion. It says, we lose ourselves in the things we love, but we also find ourselves there. And that just, that describes passion, right? We lose ourselves, but we find ourselves. Yeah. And then the third part is your story, right? So your story is so important to kind of wrap this whole formula together because that's what gives it real meaning and can help align you on the path that you're meant to go, whether it's just finding your passion in life or whether it's actually changing your career and getting out of your career burnout situation, right? So I'd love to give people just an example of, in my own life because they can like be like, what?
Yeah,
natural talents, passion, story sounds good, but how does this actually play out, right? Okay, so my natural talent, and I like to say I have many of them, but let's just focus on one for now. One of my natural talents, which again, I thought, can't everybody do this, is taking a bunch of information, somehow like mixing it all up in my brain and then creating a system out of it that people can actually use and apply in their life. So basically making systems out of information, okay? Then there's passion. Well, my passion became about holistic wellness because, wow, I went on this path with my husband at the time and like it changed our whole lives, right? So I was just lit up by this, but yet still, I didn't know, well, what am I going to do with this, right?
Right.
And then my story. My story really became about carving my own path, really seeing that, hey, I could do things differently. I could literally break the rules, right? I could break the rules of what I was supposed to do, both in my health and my career, and that it was safe to do so.
Hmm.
All right. So how does this all come together? Well, fast forward today where I am the founder of the IAWP, as I mentioned. Yeah. And what do we do over there? We support people to create their own careers, carve their own paths, using their passion for holistic wellness and using our proven systems to make it happen and create success. So you can kind of see how oddly enough this all came together. So if you're like listening to this right now, play with the formula. And I'll say this, it's not like you do it once and you're like, oh, there's my purpose in life, right?
Yeah,
it takes a little working, but I can tell you that these three components are so powerful. And when they do line up, you're going to be in such alignment. It's going to be so powerful for you.
Yeah. And it's such a better formula, such a better guiding philosophy to follow. It's like, we go from go to school, get good grades, get a high paying job to go to find your talents, go to understand your purpose and know your story, discover your story and create your story from it. Something along those terms, right? But it's like if your new direction is rather than, okay, find a high paying job, become successful to look for my talents, recognize my talents, look for my passions, expand my passions and look at my story and see how I can use that to shape my next story. Because we all have multiple stories in our life. It's just, I hope everyone listening to this right now, our listener just really looks at that formula in their life if they're looking for their next direction and says, okay, let me use these three key drivers as the next thing that's gonna determine the next step that I take in my life, right? Do I leave the career? Do I not? Do I go off on my own? Do I not? Do I double down on my talents or do I go work on my weakness, right? It's like, so much power can be taken from that formula. I love it. So let's go back in your story. So you go on this wellness journey. Obviously, your husband, you know, stays healthy. He lives 20 years later, like you said, living life, right? Still here on this planet. And beautiful gift, right? So, so, so happy to hear that. Just that one aspect. And I'm curious at one point, so you learn about health and wellness, you decide to ultimately start taking on some clients and growing that into your own business. And at what point do you go, because this is another direction, right? It's like you're coaching people, you're helping people. And then at some point, a new chapter flips and you go, you know what? I don't want to just help people with their wellness journey. I want to help people be able to also do this for a living if they're feeling burnt out and they know they need something different and they've been interested in wellness, right? And so at what point did that flip for you and say, you know what? I'm actually going to, you know, create this curriculum. I'm going to create this so other people can create a beautiful lifestyle for themselves by doing what you previously did.
Yeah, that's a great question. And kind of thinking back to that time, I mean, there were so many things that kind of evolved and happened through that process, because as I started to get going, first of all, I will say this, I didn't have success immediately right away. In fact, I was still, I was still moonlighting. And in fact, kind of a funny story here is that I was actually working at the time in the pharmaceutical industry. So here I was on two opposite ends of the spectrum, right? Here I was like talking about prescriptions by day and talking about wellness by night as I was moonlighting. Oh, so man, that was a real kind of interesting position for me. But at some point, because that career burnout was getting bigger and bigger, and I was starting to see some success over here, I had to flip the switch and say, okay, I'm going to go out on my own and do this. So I did that. But you're right. At some point there was another switch that flipped, right? And part of that was because people were literally just coming to me, people within my field of coaching and holistic wellness. There wasn't really even called coaching at the time. But they were saying, well, what are you doing? How are you, you know, getting these clients? How are you creating success? So I was starting to then kind of moonlight from the coaching thing, helping people on the side. But you know what it really all comes down to, no matter what it is you're doing, is that I had to get really clear on my personal principles. Okay. And this is what really guided me to what I was going to do next, to answer your question. Because first of all, we spend about 90,000 hours at work, which over a lifetime, which, you know, is a pretty big number. And if you are not aligning that with your personal principles, that's like a pretty big waste of a lifetime, right? So what are personal principles, by the way, Stu? They are the things that you just deeply care about. So they're kind of like values, but I like to think about them even a little bit deeper, at least at how you arrive at the answer. Let me give examples again of my personal principles so people can kind of play with this. You know, of course, one of my top principles is wellness. You already heard my kind of backstory on that. Another big principle, of course, is family. You know, my husband, I have an 11-year-old son. We spend a lot of time with our extended family. And then another personal principle for me that was starting to emerge at the time where you're kind of intersecting in my story right now was really, at the time, I called it freedom. But what I now know it to be is what I call self-sovereignty. What's sovereignty? Well, you kind of think of like, you know, kings and queens. They have like, we're sovereigns, like rulership, authority over people. This is really about authority over yourself, right? And what that means to me is being able to listen to my truth. And instead of all the other voices that are out there, like, you know, your family, your friends, your, you know, social media. And I love you had a recent episode on like the difference between the subconscious mind and the conscious mind, right? Like we've got a lot of voices going on in the head is the point. And so this is about being able to listen to that own inner voice, that inner truth, and allowing it to guide you. And as I did that, it was becoming very clear that as one person helping people kind of one-to-one, I was making an impact for sure, but it was only going to go so far. And that it was really becoming sort of a duty of mine to get this message out to more people and really bring my full story together. And that's why it's so amazing how it all does come into alignment when we listen to ourselves. In fact, we have a saying in our community, which is, be the guide, not the guru. And so to me, coaching isn't about telling people what to do and giving everybody tons of advice and being this expert on a stage. It's about being a guide, walking alongside people. And it starts with first really becoming your own guide for yourself. So yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I love it. And I love how you said being able to hear your own truth and take action on it. Right? Like it's a powerful thing where it's like you can hear those voices and there's a lot of them. And then you add family and friends and social media and there's even more voices. And it's like, if you can really get clear, whether it's sitting down with yourself for, you know, 10 minutes in silence, whether it's going on for a walk and not taking your phone, but if you can really get quiet with yourself and listen to that voice and channel the other things out and then act on it, it's unbelievable. And one thing I think is a huge piece in that is if you're going to act on it, you have to be able to believe that you can succeed, right? Because again, you referenced the episode about the unconscious mind, right? It's like sometimes you can hear that own voice and you can go, okay, that's what I need to do. But then subconsciously you go, well, I don't know if I could really believe that I could do that, right? I mean, you would think that maybe you had one of those moments when you're, you know, I'm going to build this practice and teach people and create this certification. Maybe there wasn't, but you would think that maybe there's part of you that goes, well, can I really do that? So a question I would have for you is, someone hears that voice, they're like, you know what, I'm gonna listen to this, I'm gonna take action on it. How do they believe that if they take action on it, it really can turn into something better? Like, how do they build that belief in themselves?
I really love that question. I will say that I am someone who is very risk averse. So, which you wouldn't believe when you kind of hear the story and some of the risks that I appeared to take. Right. And in fact, you know, that formula I grew up with, my dad also had another little saying, which was never risk a lot for a little. Okay. Never risk a lot for a little. And to my, say, 5-year-old self, the way I took that in was, don't do any risks whatsoever, yeah, which really kept me trapped in career burnout. True. For years, because even the thought of leaving would be a risk, right? So mm-hmm. I get that. Like, it's like you have this inspiration, you start to feel in alignment, and then you're like, all the fear pops up, right? And how do we stay connected to that belief? And that's why I think having those personal principles can be really helpful with that, to keep us there. But here's another thing. When you start to feel that the fear of, you have a fear of going for it, right? But when you start to notice that the fear of not going for it, becomes bigger than the fear of actually doing it, that's kind of the moment that you move forward. It's that little momentum. And you know what? It really does start with small steps. Like I said, I didn't just quit my job and go cold turkey. I was moonlighting. I was taking these small steps. Yeah. The small steps are so important for that belief part you're talking about, Stu, because what happens is it gives you that little bit of confidence. We all have these fears, but when we take a little bit of step forward, we get the confidence because we see a little bit of experience and we realize, oh, it wasn't as bad as we thought, right? Yeah. So if we do this in bite-sized chunks, then we find ourselves actually in a new place. So I would say if you're feeling fear right now around any of this, the fear oftentimes is because of the big vision that's way out there. Like, it sounds grandiose and wonderful, but it also sounds freaking scary. Don't put that out there, put that on the vision board, go ahead. But then come back to, what is the next thing I can do right now to move toward it? And that step never is quite as scary.
Right. Love it. And I think too, one thing that's popped into my head rather recently is this idea of, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable either way. So it's either going to be slightly uncomfortable and you're going to follow that thing, that voice inside you that's saying, go in this way, and it's kind of scary and you don't fully believe if you could do it. That's going to be uncomfortable. But it's also going to be uncomfortable if you don't follow that voice and you stay in the thing that you're clearly not supposed to be doing. So it's like you have to pick what's the uncomfortable that you're okay choosing, because either way, you're going to pick it whether you listen to the voice or not.
Yeah, I love that.
Right. So, Suzanne, it has been an honor to dive through your life. This time's flown by. I'm curious for our listener, if they're going, holy moly, I need some more Suzanne in my life. Where's the best place for them to find you, hang out with you, and just stay up to date with everything you're doing?
Well, I will share. I did put together a special kind of gift just for listeners of the podcast. You can't find this out kind of on the website anywhere at all.
Yeah.
It's a career superpower quiz, because I love quizzes. But I think for people who are listening today who are like, I'm stuck in this burnout, I really don't know what my purpose is, I'm trying to find my direction, this might be really helpful for you. It gives you like your customized profile. And all you have to do is go over to superpowergift.com. You'll get your kind of customized profile, but you'll also see that once you discover this superpower, because I believe we all do have a superpower, you can apply it to any area of your life. So that's at superpowergift.com. And if for anyone listening today who's been like, wow, I really want to hear kind of more what you're up to, maybe listen to your podcast, check out your new book that's coming out soon, whatever it is, you can also go to iawpwellnesscoach.com. That's kind of our main site, and you'll find all the places to connect with on social and all that other good stuff.
Heck yeah. Love it. Well, thank you for sharing all that. One last question I have for you, because it's a question we ask to all of our guests, because we want to help our listener find direction, but we really believe in doing it through action, is what would you say is one thing our listener right now can do in the next 24 to 48 hours to start finding direction in their life?
I'm going to go with this. Another philosophy we have in our community, which is life is happening for you, not to you. Hmm. And I think if you can start to adopt this philosophy into your life, rather than feeling totally stuck, rather than seeing all these challenges or all the many stories that we're talking about that you have in your life, you start to look at these milestone kind of moments. And instead of seeing them as horrible or no way out, and if you ask yourself the question, what's actually happening for me here right now? Oftentimes some big light bulbs will go on and you actually can get out of your own way and start moving forward to finding your direction.
Love that. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Suzanne, again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your time. I know I've received a lot of wisdom in our conversation and all of our listeners, I'm sure, have. So again, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
Absolutely. Congratulations, my friend, on crushing it through another episode here on Finding Direction. Make sure you give yourself a pat on the back, a round of applause, because you are one of the few who is not willing to settle for less than a life that lights up your soul. And that is absolutely something to celebrate. I want to say thank you for joining us on this week's episode. I hope you got massive value from Suzanne's story and you go out and you take action on some of the things that she spoke about. Ask yourself, what is one thing you're taking from today's episode that you are going to apply to your life? Thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And if you want to stick around, don't feel like you need to go anywhere. I have another episode coming up right after this. Take care.